Love music. Love XFM. XFM.
Hello, this is Adam Buxton.
My name is Joe Cornish. I'm a bit German there.
My name is.
This is the Adam and Joe Radio Show. We're with you for the next 2 hours here on XFM. Great music coming up from Sigur Rós, The White Stripes, Dirty Pretty Things, Radioheads, The Editors. Not The Editors, Editors.
Editors.
That's only the first hour. Have we got a celebrity regression, Adam?
We've got a semi-tough celebrity regression coming up.
We've got Mighty Boosh tickets to give away. We've got Mighty Boosh DVDs to give away. I'd like to do a deal or no deal based experiment in the show today.
Fantastic. I'd like to help you with that.
A scientific deal or no deal experiment. Plus, I'd like to enter the world of Nadine Baggett and pentapeptides as well.
Oh, I'd like to enter that world with you. But right now, let's kick things off in grand style. This is a song we didn't even play last week for some reason. I don't know why, but it's going to be a massive hit. Here's Gnarls Barkley.
Yes, that's Gnarls Barkley with Crazy. Gnarls Barkley is, of course, Danger Mouse. And is he called CeeLo? Yeah, soul singer called CeeLo. That's very good. When I was ill earlier in the week, I was watching the repeat of Scrap Heap Challenge at 5 a.m. on Channel 4. They were building cars, with both to crash into each other and destroy each other. And they had that song. They had the sample from that song, the bass line. And it's obviously an old mariachi-style track.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder what that track is. If any of the listeners know what the sample is, because that's a lovely bass line. And then on the original, it's got a mariachi trumpet that comes in. What is that? Let us know. Text us 83XFM or email adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk, please.
That single, incidentally, is released on the 3rd of April.
It should go straight to number one, shouldn't it?
Surely.
And then probably sort of drop out. Because it's so strong. It's exactly 3 minutes and 1 second.
Yeah.
It's very catchy. It's sort of like a pill.
It'll become
sick of it.
Ubiquitous, like Hey Ya.
Yeah, well, it's been played so much already, and it hasn't even been released. By the time it's in the shops, no one will give an old sausage about it.
Old sausage.
Old sausage is valuable these days.
Not even like an old
proper traditional.
Oh, that's a tragedy.
Terrible.
I'll tell you something else, though. All right.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, that was it. No, I was going to ask people for their help as well, because it's my brother's birthday today. I hope he's not listening, but I haven't really got round to getting him anything. And I was really hoping that if there were any people listening on their phones around and about today in the West End in London, they might be able just to pick up a couple of things for me and bring them into the studio.
Because we're here in Leicester Square. The XFM studio is in the middle of Leicester Square, surrounded by London's top shops.
Exactly.
Yeah, for birthday buying.
And top shop.
Yeah. So you, Adam Lazy Buxton, you want a listener who's in the West End to do your birthday shopping for your brother?
Yes.
You lazy old sausage.
Exactly. What is it with you and sausages today?
I don't know.
I was hoping. So I've got a... an item in mind,
right?
That would be, because you see, what is it? Immediately after the show, I'm going straight to have lunch with him. You see, so right. I don't have time to pick it up myself.
You're rubbish.
I'm a bit.
You're
rotten.
Such a bad brother.
I know, it's quite bad, isn't it?
You're a bad brother.
I'm a bad brother. So I want people to pick me up a copy of My Life in the Bush of Ghosts.
They've re-released it, haven't they?
Yeah.
David Byrne and Brian Eno.
David Byrne and Brian Eno.
Famous album.
I don't want the old version. I want the
digitally remastered
one.
And so you want someone to buy it and bring it to the studio and you'll pay them back?
And I'll pay them back.
Give them any sort of reward?
Well, we could say hello to them, couldn't we?
Not much of a reward.
It's amazing, man. This is one
of
the
most... Give them some money. People care. Only thing people care about is money these days.
I've got an apple.
It's half eaten.
Now I've got another one.
Anyway, if you can do that for Adam, call 0871 222 1049. If you're in the West End and want to do Adam's birthday shopping, please call 0871 222 1049, and Adam would be very grateful. You'll do anything.
I'll do pretty much anything. You could think of a favour that we can do in return.
I'm not doing it. You can do it.
All right then, I'll do something for you. But also, I was hoping maybe they could pick me up an extra something.
What?
Just something, just because I'm not very good
at
buying
presents. Just a surprise gift for you.
No, for Dave, for my brother. If they can think of something really cool, I'll tell you what he's into. He's I wouldn't say he's a nerd.
He's a nerd.
He's a nerd.
He likes video games.
He's kind of a nerd, and he's a computer expert, an IT guy. He loves Apple Macintosh computers. He likes indie pop music.
Right.
And he's around about 30. Good-looking young man.
Well, you know what, man? I think we should see whether we get any calls at all.
Okay.
0871-222-1049 if you feel you can help Adam, you know. I think it's possible we'll get no calls.
It's highly possible.
You might have to bait people a bit more.
All right, then. Well, listen, let's play some more music right now. This is the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. This is a track called Gold Lion. And it's in the shops now, I believe.
Really?
Enjoy.
Gold Lion's gonna tell me where the light is.
That's the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, although I call them the Yes, Yes, Yeses. That's gold because I'm posh. That's Gold Lion. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM. Saturday afternoon.
So still no callers offering to help Adam with his birthday problem.
It's a bit much, isn't it?
We might have to bait callers a bit more. Shall we offer the Mighty Boosh tickets in return for someone doing your birthday shopping?
Birthday bidding.
Because Mighty Boosh tickets are hot.
They are. They're like gold dirt.
All the dates are sold out.
Yep.
But apparently they've added a couple of new ones. But we've got tickets to give away and DVDs.
What date are the tickets for? Do we know? And where are they for?
The 1st of April at the... Apollo
Hammersmith. There you go.
I'm going to go to that one. Are you?
Yeah, might do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. That'll so there we go. If you want to help Adam out with his birthday's shopping, his brother's birthday's shopping,
yeah,
give us a call.
Just 0871-222-1049. I just want someone to pick me up a copy of My Life in the Bush of Ghosts by David Byrne and Brian Eno, the reissue. If they could bring it to us here at Leicester Square, give us a call first to let us know you're going to do it. I'll refund you. If you could pick up an extra something as well, like the budget is, don't go over 20 quid. Okay, with the extra present, then bring it in here and we'll find some way of rewarding you, Boosh tickets or whatever you fancy. Really, you could maybe have the picture of the Arctic Monkeys that Joe pinned up on the wall here in XFM, which made it into a magazine the other day. Do you see there was an article about Lauren Laverne, interview with her in Word magazine, and she's standing in front of the Arctic Monkeys picture.
Really?
That you pinned up, Joe.
Oh, finally I've made it.
Yeah.
So listen, in a second, listeners, we're going to be playing Celebrity Regression. Is it a tough one this week, Adam?
It's. I would say it's semi-tough, starring...
Semi-tough. Burt Reynolds.
Starring
Burt
Reynolds.
Wasn't he in that?
Yeah.
There we go. So stand by for that. Music first?
Yeah, let's play a little bit more music. Here's Jack Johnson, the Soppy Surfer, with Good People. There you go, that's enjoyable, isn't it? That's Good People by Jack Johnson. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM on a Saturday afternoon. We're going to play some adverts right now, Joe.
Brilliant, brilliant. I love adverts.
It's always my favourite part of the show too. And then when we come back, a bit more music and...
Shut up.
Celebrity Regression.
Shut up, play the adverts.
God,
shut up.
Wait for the adverts.
Shut up.
XFM. 1, 2. Love music. Love XFM.
I remember when I lost my...
XFM.
That's the White Stripes, of course, with My Doorbell. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. And I just want to say that we've had a call from someone, and she's told us that she's on the case with the CD for my brother.
Yeah, if you've just tuned in, it's Adam's brother's birthday. He's been too lazy to get him a present. He's going directly to the party over the show. He asked the listeners to do his dirty work for him and buy the present and bring it to the studio. He had to bait them with Mighty Boosh tickets, which are a very powerful bait in this day and age. And Ed has stepped up to the plate. Apparently she is currently in a shop, or heading to a shop, and then heading to the studio. So that's more exciting, certainly for you, than it is for Ed, isn't it, Ed?
A lady called Ed? How extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Edwina, probably.
Edward.
Yes. So we're about to play Celebrity Regression. This is the part of the show where we regress Adam into the mind and films of a famous star. You get to call 0871 222 1049. Tell us who the star is and what the names of the films are. As a prize, this week, we've got a pair of tickets to the Teenage Cancer Trust gig at the Royal Albert Hall with Block Party, headlining, and special guests, Biffy Clyro. What?
Special guests?
I don't know. Special guests, Biffy Clyro, and Mystery Jets. I know who they are. So there we go. That's a very good prize.
Biffy Clyro is the worst name for a band in the entire world.
Well, they're running out, man. It's just nonsensical words. It's all they've got left, and that's probably one of the better ones. It's like when you try and, you know, get a new name on eBay or something.
Yeah.
Register, and all the good names have gone.
You just have to end up just
Xbox
adding numbers
Live
to your name.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're lucky if you can do that, Adam Buxton 7024.
Yes, like Andre. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
So here we go. Are you ready to be regressed?
Yeah, Adam. I'm feeling I need a bit of a rest.
Okay, 0871 222 1049, remember, is the number to call as soon as you guess what celebrity Adam's in is their head is in it, and what films is happening all around them and all that sort of business and
wicked
stuff, right?
Allow it, explain it. All right. Nicely done, Joe, yeah.
So let's ring the bell. What a week it's been. Just letting it all out of every orifice. Out it comes. So there we go, and Adam is now deeply relaxed, and we are regressing him all the way back to early infancy, all the way back to babyhood, all the way back to feet-aside, fetosity, all the way back to spermatozoitism, and all the way back to gonadotor. What? Okay, he's now in the head and films of a famous film star. He's going to open his eyes and see what's happening around him. Listen carefully. The second you know the name of the star in the three films, 0871 222 1049, and you could be at the Royal Albert Hall seeing Bloke Party and Biffy Clyro and the Mystery Jets. So here we go. Adam, wake up. Tell us what you can see.
I'm in a kitchen of a nice apartment in New York, America. It's my birthday lunch, and my parents have laid on a modest soiree. Champagne, amuse-bouche, Pringles, the such. There's a storm raging outside, contrasting starkly with the cozy party atmosphere within. Little do my parents suspect, however, that I too have a storm raging in my pants. And the reason? My English teacher is also at the party, and because I'm so very precocious, intellectually, socially, and sexually, I'm flirting with him like a dangerous, dirty cat. Oh, he's old, certainly, and far from conventionally good-looking. But he wrote and directed this film, so as soon as the storm cuts the lights again, I'm going to precociously snog his craggy old face right off.
What's moosey boozy?
A moosey boochie.
What's a moosey boochie?
It's cultural.
Muzi Pucci. Okay, that's film number one. 0871 222 1049. If you think you know who that was and in what film, let's try film number two. Adam, wake up. Tell us what you can see.
I'm in the future. Well, actually, it's the past now, but it was the future a few years ago. Anyway, here in the future, everybody's really into a kind of rubbish punky pop music, of which I myself am a prime exponent. I'm like a goddamn cruise missile targeted on making it. And you better believe I will too, because I'm sassy and sexy like a sexy sassy cat or a basin. The only problem is, my pathetic ex-boyfriend keeps hanging around, saying someone's gonna do a death kill on me. Oh, that's what we call it, by the way, here in the future. We don't say murder anymore. That's what they said in the past. And this is the future.
I think I know who it is. Here's film number three. Remember, 0871 222 1049, if you want to win those tickets for the Teenage Cancer Trust gig at the Royal Albert Hall. Adam, wake up. Tell us what you can see.
I'm in the front room of a typical working-class American household. My father is slouched on the settee, beer in hand, watching sports on the booby box. My mother does the ironing. She says very little. Father spits abuse at me and mother grotesquely, but for some reason, the sound of an audience laughing can be heard. It's as if I'm trapped in some kind of insane, nightmarish sitcom, and the outrageous juxtaposition of anodyne TV convention with lurid violence and abuse is blowing not only my mind, but the minds of everybody witnessing this outrageous scene.
There we go. 0871 222 1049. That's easy. I got that one. What star is that and what are those three films? If you want to win those tickets to the Teenage Cancer Trust gig, see Block Party, Biffy Clyro and the Mystery Jets, call 0871 222 1049 now.
Preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve.
XFM.
You join us, listeners, in the middle of our celebrity regression this week. Adam's been regressed into the mind and films of a film star, and we've got a couple of callers on the line. What reckon they know what he is, who he's inside? Who have we got there, Xanthi? Thank you very much, Xanthi, our sexy assistant, just giving me the names. First of all, on line one, we've got Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Are you? Where are you, Alex?
I'm about to go into Brent Cross.
Shopping centre?
Yeah, to get my mum a present. I might get your brother one.
Oh, that's very nice. We've already got someone on the case. It's very nice of you, Alex.
Okay.
If Adam wasn't regressed, he'd be very touched by that. I mean, he might make some noises through the fog of confusion and regression.
Very touched.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's a sort of a medical breakthrough. So, Alex, you were listening to the competition there.
Yeah.
Who do you think it is?
I heard the question wrong because I thought you said something completely different.
What did you think we said?
I thought you said nay. I thought you said something completely different.
You thought we said nay? Like a horse?
No.
What did you think we said?
I thought you said name one person who. I thought you said name one person who's been in a movie.
Oh, that would be an easy question. Name a person who's been in a film. And what was your answer? And what was the name you came up with? Hello, Alex.
I didn't know.
What did you say? Because didn't you say Dot Cotton? One person in the world that hasn't been in a film. I don't think.
I know, but my dad thought he saw her in a film.
Your dad's a loony box. What's your dad's name?
Mike. He's with
Mike.
Me now.
Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers creepers. So listen, say Dot Cotton and see whether Adam comes too. Go on.
Huh?
Say Dot Cotton.
Do you want to speak to him?
Let's speak to your dad, yeah.
Okay, and here he is.
Hello?
Mike, what are you playing at?
What do you mean, what am I playing at?
Getting your son to ring in a nationally respected radio show.
It's nationally respected.
Yes,
now, is it?
And say Dot Cotton in answer to, like, a quiz question about a movie star.
Well, hasn't she been in film?
I don't know, actually.
Hey-ho.
Well, it was a good guess anyway. And do you think Alex would like a copy of The Fantastic Four on DVD?
The Fantastic Four on DVD?
Yeah, put him back. Can you put him back on, Mike?
Certainly, he comes.
Yeah. Cheers.
Hello?
Alex, do you like The Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want a copy of it on DVD?
Okay, then.
As a prize. Hey, thanks for calling in, and have a good time in Brent Cross. Adam, have you got anything to say to these two?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. He's still asleep.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary stuff. So we've got, hopefully, a contestant who might have a better grip on the competition on line two. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hello, Tom. What do you make of that, Tom?
Sorry?
What did you make of that? Previous guess.
I thought it was a good answer, actually.
Dot Cotton, yeah. It's true. Dot Cotton snogging a craggy old man in the future. What was the third one? I can't remember, in a satirical sitcom or something. What's your guess, Tom? Do you think you've got it right?
I think I might have, I'm not sure.
So before you say the name, start with what you think the films are, please.
Okay, I've only got two of them.
Okay.
Oh, right. I think I've got Strange Days and Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, those were the second two.
Yeah.
So how come you got the second two and not the first one?
I was getting confused with horny English teachers, and it's got a bit...
That is confusing. A confusing subject, but there is a very famous film with a dirty teacher sequence in a little sort of gingerbread house, isn't there? You're not going to get it, are you?
I don't think so.
So say the name of who you think it is, and let's see whether Adam comes around. Say it now.
I think it's Juliette Lewis.
Yes, that's Christmas.
That's extraordinary. Yeah, of course. Well, the first film was... what's the Gingerbread House? What are you talking about?
In Cape Fear.
No, not Cape Fear. It's Husbands and Wives.
No one's seen that.
It's a good one. That's one of her best appearances.
Is it?
Yeah, Woody Allen.
Does she snog a teacher in that as well?
She snogs Woody Allen, who plays her kind of tutor.
Really?
And she's a precocious intellect, and he ends up snogging her at this party that her parents throw.
She can't keep her hands off the old codgers.
She's just a dirty,
she
dirty
loves the
girl.
Codgers.
She loves the codgers. And, of course, you were quite right. The other two were Strange Days, Catherine Bigelow's bizarre film.
That's a horrible film.
Yeah, with Ralph Fiennes. And
nasty piece of business.
If you look for that on IMDb, there's just reams and reams of rave reviews from the general public saying, this is the best film ever made.
She does have a very sexy body in that.
Juliette Lewis?
Yeah, she does. Do you remember that? She's in some stupid band, in some stupid club.
I haven't seen it for a while.
She's got a very sexy body. Shame about the face! Not a nice thing to say.
Mr. Modern Progressive. Man. And of course, the last film was Natural Born Killers, probably one of her most famous roles, I suppose. And there's that weird bit with Rodney Dangerfield in the kind
the very
of
beginning
sitcom house. Does she end up like smashing his head into a
probably
into a fish tank or something? I haven't seen that film for a while either.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Anyway, not congratulations. I've been rambling for so long, I've forgotten the name of our caller.
Tom, you've won those tickets there to see the Teenage Cancer Trust gig at the Royal Albert Hall. Can you make it to that? We don't know what date it is, but can you make it to it, whatever date it is?
What is the date?
Don't know. Good news. There we go. Just say yes. Thanks a lot for calling, Tom.
I'd love to come. Thank you.
Good one.
That seemed unusually exhausting. And
that was exhausting. That was mainly because of Alex and his bizarre Doc Cotton.
His bizarre father.
Ramblings. But thank you very much indeed for calling, Alex. And thanks a lot as
thanks
well to
Mike.
You, Tom. Hope you enjoy your prize. Here's some more music for you right now. This is Editant. There you go. That's Editors with All Sparks, Adam and Joe on XFM. Incidentally, just a bit of housekeeping. The free play that I played while I was regressed a few minutes ago was called Let It All Hang Out by Hombres. It's an old 60s track.
Famously which, sampled by...
Yeah, what was the name of the...
Where My Love Like Heaven? What was it called?
Yeah.
Can't remember. We'll find that out during the next song. And another bit of housekeeping. Apparently, Doc Cotton was in a film. She's in Psychomania about living dead biker zombie killers in Surbiton.
Excellent.
Yeah?
Has anyone communicated to you the name of the sample from that Gnarls
from
Barkley?
Gnarls Barkley? No. All I got is two or three texts from people saying they hate Gnarls Barkley.
What's their problem?
They think he's rubbish.
No.
Some listeners to XFM just like shouting and guitars.
Mm.
And if there's any divergence from that, they get angry.
Yeah.
Gnarls is just a bit soft. With his ooing and his am I crazy. XFM listeners don't want people asking, am I crazy? They want people who are committedly crazy.
Exactly. I definitely
Mad
crazy.
Buckethead.
I'm absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
It's not exactly an XFM type track, though, is it? It's the kind of track.
No, it's Danger Mouse, so, you know, they're allowed to play it.
Right.
It's Danger Mouse, and he is crazy, isn't he? Right.
I remember when. I remember when.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Does it? In that case, I am crazy. Anyway. Okay, so we're coming up to the end of the first hour of the show. And don't forget the amazing stuff coming up in part two. I'm going to analyse Deal or No Deal in a way that'll make you never watch it in the same way ever again.
Wow.
If you do watch it.
Yeah.
And also, I'm going to talk about Nadine Bagot and the hottest anti-aging product out there, pentapeptides.
Who's Nadine Bagot?
Pentapeptides.
What?
Oh, you're so naive. Does someone out there will know who I'm talking about when I say Nadine Bagot and pentapeptides?
Is that some infomercial you've been...
It's a very good commercial that's on quite a lot.
Right.
And if you haven't seen it, then I'm going to talk about it and prepare you for it for when you do see it.
Yeah.
And if you have seen it, I'm going to share how strange it is.
Now, Films Cornish, can I ask you some films questions?
Certainly.
What was the last film you saw?
What was the last film I saw? Oh, dear. I rewatched King Kong.
Did you?
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah.
The remake?
Yeah.
So you love it?
No, I was very disappointed by it the second time.
No way.
I loved it at the cinema. I thought it was Arby's.
Independence Day factor.
Yeah, the only things that could have improved it would have been if they'd given him a big pipe, big bow tie and a giant tea set.
Why?
Because monkeys love that sort of thing.
Like in Dunstan Checks In.
Yeah, and then basically the joke in King Kong is he's going to try and make love to the woman.
How is that the joke?
Well, you can't help but sit there and watch a romantic scene between a tiny woman. Well, no, not the intentional joke, but if you're watching it with friends, you will inevitably make some rude comments about what the giant gorilla wants to do with the tiny, tiny lady.
And what would happen?
I thought it would be quite a good twist. Oh, this is a bit too rude.
It sounds filthy.
It's too rude. I'll tell you during the record if it's clean enough.
Thanks very much. Yeah. Have you seen any of the other remakes?
The twist... Oh, I can't say it.
Stop it. Just get off the monkey. Hills Have Eyes?
I walked out of the Hills Have Eyes.
Why? Because it was so
because
brilliant.
Because they held a gun to a baby.
Oh, that's not on.
Whilst raping a woman.
Oh!
And I thought, I'm off. This does not constitute entertainment. I'm leaving.
That sounds very bad.
Yeah, I did like that director's previous film, though.
What was that?
Haute tension. Yes, haute tension. High tension.
Oh.
Yeah, it's French for high tension.
Is he a Frenchy man?
Idiots. Yeah, he's a Frenchman.
That explains it.
Yeah.
Those French people are
film
disgusting.
News?
Basic Instinct 2?
Oh, that looks like a laugh riot.
That's
got to be the stinker of the century.
Yeah,
how can
surely.
That be any good?
Who's that directed by? Not Paul
Michael
Verhoeven.
Michael Clayton-Jones, the man who made Memphis Belle. And
what the
something
hell is
else.
He doing directing that?
Just working, trying to make a living.
Just trying to make a buck. Is that a big problem? Right? Just trying to feed his kids.
That's going
to
be a stinker, though. But people are excited about seeing that because of its stinkiness.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than a film that's trying to be sexy and is just stinky. Body of Evidence.
Yeah.
The sex scene in The Specialist with Sylvester Stallone and Sharon Stone. Have you ever seen that?
Mm.
It's like watching two legs of ham. Sweaty legs of ham bouncing against each other.
And the best of
sexy.
All of is Showgirls, of course.
Showgirls is extra sexy.
When she's flopping around in
but
the pool.
But you see, Showgirls doesn't count because it's Verhoeven and he's actually got a brain.
He's a kind of genius.
He knows what he's doing.
Pink Panther?
That's done very well. It's made £2 million in the UK with zero previews or publicity.
I've heard it's not as bad as you might imagine. But it can't be.
I'm not seeing it.
That trailer, if they've cut the best bits into that trailer and the best they can manage is him farting in a sound booth.
That is quite funny, isn't it? That's quite wicked.
Okay, let's play some more music right now. This, what is this? Oh, yeah. This is Dirty Pretty Things with Bang Bang, You're Dead. There you go, that's Dirty Pretty Things, the band that rose from the ashes of the Libertines, of course, Carl Barat, and Bang Bang, You're Dead is the name of the track. That's a brand new playlist edition here on XFM, so there's a good chance you'll be hearing it quite a lot, if it's a hit, which I'm sure it will be.
It's great.
Because it's very,
yeah,
very good.
Good.
So we're coming up to the end of the first hour here on XFM. It's not long to go now before we're talking about... Deal or No Deal, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Hey, and I wonder where our mystery shopper is.
Yeah, where
if you've been listening to the whole show, you'll know that it's Adam's birthday today, but he's been too lazy to
David,
buy a present.
My brother's birthday.
Sorry, Adam's brother David's birthday. So our listeners on the way with a prezzy, hopefully, Ed.
She's
got our mobile number.
She's a lady.
Let's call her during the next ad break and get a progress report.
Let's check on her, because she wasn't even in the West End. All I asked was if anyone happened to be in the West End, they could just pop into a record shop, buy the CD, bring it in. But she's left home specifically to make this shopping trip.
It's the Mighty Boosh tickets. People will do anything.
It's the power of the Boosh.
The Mighty Boosh tickets.
Well, you can't blame her. We'll be back very shortly. XFM. There you go. That is Sown by The Feeling, not The Feeling by Sown, as I apparently have been saying for the last couple of weeks. Because I'm just old and I'm confused by all the new bands.
I'm young and I'm switched on, so don't worry.
good.
It's Adam and Joe on XFM. We're with you for another 55 minutes. We've got Ditties in the Dock coming up in the last 10 minutes of the show this week. The theme is late 70s American rock. Right?
Yeah.
Sort of on a motorbike with long hair driving through California on a sunny day, maybe with a jazz cigarette, and a lady with long hair.
That was more early 70s.
Do you think?
By the late 70s in the America, that it was all getting a bit new wave and had a bit more of an edge.
Not with my band.
Really?
That I've chosen, no. That's coming up in the last 10 minutes of the show. But first of all, let's talk Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, it's the biggest phenomenon on television. What's he called?
L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard is now the highest paid man in television.
Three million quid.
Yeah. And it's already been established. You know, anybody with a brain realises that that show is all about Noel's mental problems.
Yeah, in what way?
Well, he basically has to expand a game that could be played in under a minute to an hour.
Yes.
And a friend of mine who went to see the show live told me that often they record for 2.5 hours.
Whoa!
And then they cut it down.
That's unbelievable.
So I thought I'd try and experiment. How quickly could you play Deal or No Deal? Mm. If you shut Noel up, and if you shut up the appalling mad guests, because they know, the people who make that show realise that it's all about, they call it an entertainment drama, don't they? He goes, welcome to our entertainment drama, the Red Box Club. At the beginning.
Does he really?
He's got all these horrible little names for it, as if it's some sort of national institution or underground cult club or something.
It kind of is, though, isn't it?
It kind of is. But as a result, they realise the only way to differentiate this relentless show is to make a big thing out of the personalities of the contestants and let them kind of take it over.
I saw one
yesterday.
And when
the contestants are nutcake, then it can just become like an hour of mental problems.
Yesterday there was this woman and she had a picture of her sons and she kept on saying, okay, Noel, I'm going to just take time out now to just listen to what my sons are saying to me. And I'm going to speak to them with my mind. And she would literally sit there and just be staring at the picture, and then Noel would say very seriously, have they told you anything? And she'd say, yes, they have, they've spoken to me, I'm going to go for number three, or whatever.
That's right.
It was pretty...
It's a loony bin, basically. The Deal or No Deal studio is a nut house in Bristol.
Nut box.
Full of nutters. So, but anyway, my point, listeners, is, how quickly can you play Deal or No Deal? How quickly can you actually get the mechanics of the game done?
Does it really need to be an hour long?
Does it really need to be an hour long? And how much are you watching just the rantings of a pair of lunatics? Well, here's the answer to that question. Here is an episode of Deal or No Deal, yesterday's Deal or No Deal, the very one you were talking about.
Right.
Cut down to its pure component parts. Let's see how long it lasts. I've cut out any kind of rubbish about the characters of the contestant, any sort of rubbish from Noel about, you know, the red boxes or all that nonsense.
Or the strategies.
I've cut out any kind of personality about the boxes. There is no strategy. It's a random selection of boxes. If every contestant went on there and just chose them in numerical order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the game would still be equally different.
Yeah.
Okay? So I've cut out anything that is extraneous, and this is just the pure game. You don't even need to know what the offers are until halfway through the game, because no one ever takes the deal until 25 minutes in, right?
So this is pure distilled deal.
This is pure deal. Let's have a listen, see how long this lasts. Go.
Will it be ordeal or great deal for Alison?
Number 13.
£500.
The number 9.
Whoa!
Number 6.
Oh!
Number 5. Yeah! Number 2.
Yes. Yes. Deal or no deal?
No deal. Number 8.
£1. Yeah!
Oh, number not 12.
Didn't want that.
Number 11.
53.
21.
10,000.
Number 19.
£250.
Number 17.
35,000. Deal or no deal?
No deal. Number 1.
1,000.
Number 14.
3,000.
Number 7.
100,000 is gone.
Deal or no deal?
No deal. Number 4.
5,000.
Number 10.
Yes.
And number 3.
Yes.
£5,100, Alice. Deal or no deal?
Deal.
I'll see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
How long's that?
That was just under a minute.
Just under a minute. 56 seconds, I believe.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's extraordinary.
That's Deal or No Deal need last no longer than 56 seconds.
And what a climax as well in 2006 to end up with a prize of £5,100.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Obviously, after they do that on the show, they then go forward and check what was in all the boxes on the premise that the contestant would have still chosen the same boxes.
Yeah.
which is complete nonsense.
I saw him saying to her after she'd won £5,100, which is, of course, you know, a fine sum of money to come by for anyone. But as far, you know, on the quiz show scale, it's really not that much. He was sort of saying, so, Alison, it's going to be the most important financial decision you ever make. Are you ready? Do you want to accept the £5,100?
That's the magic of Noel. That's why he's been paid £3 million. But I think it's going to drive him insane. And I think it's started already.
Yeah.
I think the contestants are losing it. I think he's losing it. I think that show's a nut house.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. So, but listen, next time you watch it, remember, it's robbing you of how long does it last? An hour?
Yeah, it's an hour.
It's robbing you of 59 minutes of your life.
That's what TV's designed to do, though, isn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. All right, think about that. Put that in your pipe and tip it out again. Here's some more music. This is a free play, and it's the Cocteau Twins. Enjoy. There you go. That's a bit of fey indie pop from the Cocteau Twins. That's called Ice Blink Luck.
Now, there's been a problem, hasn't there, Adam?
Well, it's been a little problem.
There's been a little problem. Adam's been asking listeners to do his birthday shopping for him. It's his brother's birthday today, and he's been too lazy to buy anything for him, so he asked a listener to do the dirty work.
I ran out of time because I was preparing things for something.
But our trusty listener, Ed, she's in the West End now. She came all the way from Wandsworth, only to discover that the very specific thing that Adam wanted, Life in the Bush of Ghosts, the reissue, David Byrne and Brian Eno, is not out till Monday.
No.
So she's called us in a panic from the shop, saying, what am I going to buy?
So I've decided that I'm just going to make do with another Talking Heads reissue.
Anyway.
Speaking in Tongues, and maybe the Bush box set. I hope he hasn't got that.
I doubt he's got that. But she's still going to come up into the studio, isn't she?
Yeah,
and she's going to win those Mighty Boosh tickets. That'll be exciting. What do you think she's like? I haven't even heard her. What do you think she looks like? She's a girl called Ed, so she must be slightly eccentric.
I think she
full
probably...
of character.
Yes.
She long probably, hair or short hair?
Very short hair.
Very short hair.
Well, you
I'm
know,
Boosh,
write this down. Boosh fans are a funny-looking bunch, you know.
She's probably got crazy hair.
She's probably got crazy
She's probably
hair.
Like a neo-goth.
I think she's got...
Is there such a thing as a neo-goth?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think she's got short, dyed black hair.
Short, dyed black hair. Keep talking.
A long spike coming out of her lower lip.
Long spike, lower lip. Yeah.
A flowery patterned dress and big Dr. Martin boots.
Martin boots.
Burgundy coloured.
I'm going to spell boots with a Z.
And a lot of bangles.
Bangles.
And a fluffy bag saying, I'm a kitty fan on the side.
Well, that's a sinister laugh. I'm like a serial killer laugh. I'm a kitty fan.
Yes. With like a picture of a cute kitty.
A picture of a kitty.
From Japan.
To recap, a fluffy bag with I'm a kitty fan written on it.
Yeah.
Short dyed black hair, long spike in her lower lip, a flowery dress, bangles and Doc Martin boots.
Burgundy.
Burgundy. And what? How old do you think she is?
35. No, I would say she's 21.
21. Okay,
maybe even younger.
That's quite exciting.
Yeah.
I wonder if she will be like that.
That's what
Get her up here fast, though, Xanthi, because we're running out of tickety-tockety time.
She's in Leicester Square. She shouldn't be too long.
Yeah. Okay, what now, Adam?
Now, I think it's time we played some more music. That's what it's all about here on XFM, you know? And what...
You finally realised that?
Yeah.
After all this endless talking.
It's not about us. It's about the music.
What?
And here are the kooks to prove that fact for you.
Hang on a sec. Oh. No,
what?
Don't hang on. Play the music.
Okay,
the music.
Then.
I'm not saying it's your fault.
That's the Kooks with Naive. This is Adam and John XFM. Ed, update, our shopping slave. She's in Victoria Street.
Victoria Street's quite a way away from Leicester Square if you're on a bus.
It's on a bus it is. If she got off and walked...
It gets very clogged up around Trafalgar Square.
She's got 40 minutes. Lights. Come on, Ed, we want to see what you
she
look like.
She hasn't even bought the merchandise yet.
She's not even got the merch?
No!
Oh, my goodness gracious, what's going on with the situation?
Advert.
XFM. 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 XFM.
This is XFM. Love music. Love XFM.
It's there. Yes, that's the Gorillaz with Dare. This is Adam and Joe on XFM London's 104.9. Small deal or no deal fact. This has come in via a text from Steve. He said, oh no, not Steve, what am I talking about? From Ollie in Stratford. If, like me, you find an uneasy joy in spoiling one of your grandmother's last remaining pleasures, just tell her the banker's offer before Noel reveals it. Simply divide the highest remaining value by the number of unopened boxes, and hey presto, your nan's world is a little less colourful.
Is that the way it's calculated?
That's probably right. I haven't actually thought about that before, but that's a good little theory, isn't it?
That's all the maths, eh?
All the maths.
All the maths, I don't understand none of that maths.
So do you want me to talk about Nadine Baggers?
I'd love you to
tell
me.
While we're still here. So this, listeners, is just a warning. If you've seen Nadine Baggers' new advert for this skin cream, famous skin cream, I don't want to mention it, otherwise it's just advertising them in a sort of ironic way.
Yeah.
But it's a stinker. It's made by Saatchi and Saatchi.
Yeah.
Can't really even say it. They're a very posh advertising company.
Absolutely.
They pride themselves, I suppose, in being able to be amazingly down market.
Are they still called Saatchi and Saatchi?
I think so, yeah. And it basically is one of those profiles of a woman's life adverts. So Nadine Baggers, or whatever she's called, writes for Heat, turns up on This Morning all the time, or some rubbish like that. And so she's a bit of a beauty expert, specialises in recommending what kind of old whale blubber women should smear on their faces in a desperate attempt to stay a tiny bit younger, a little bit longer. And obviously they're pleased with her face, because this advert is nothing but shots of her face.
Yeah.
You don't actually see where she is or what she's doing. And what's more, it's split screen. There's often five shots of Nadine Baggers on the screen at once, but they're all of her face. It's as if you went interrailing around the world, took 50 photos, and they were all just close-ups of your face. They wouldn't really tell you much else about other than your... Now, that's obviously the intention of the advert, because it's all about making your face look nice.
Yeah.
But it looks very, very odd. And so that's the first thing to picture. And then the second thing to sort of envisage is that her face is out of focus the whole time. So it doesn't seem as if we're getting a realistic, you know, reading of how young-looking she is.
Sure, you want to see the cracks and the blemishes.
Well, you want to see the smoothness. You don't want it to look as if the cameraman's just nudged the focal ring round a bit.
And focals.
Focals. And the other thing to check out is, when you see the advert, is how stupid Nadine is. She's researching things that keep you younger longer, and she's just got a big blank pad. And she walks around with a big blank pad, and she writes one thing down on it in the ad. Pentapeptides. And she looks very pleased with herself. And anyway, play the ad. We've replaced the name of the product with the help of Prince, as usual. And this is just, it's not particularly funny, it's just odd. And it'll be a warning, so watch out for this ad on telly.
I'm Nadine Baggers, celebrity beauty editor. And in my job, I learn lots of celebrity beauty secrets. But I also rely on the information I get from skincare experts to discover a few beauty secrets of my own. Right now, I think the hottest anti-aging ingredients around are pentapeptides. They're tiny bits of protein molecules that can actually help to renew the skin's surface. You'd probably expect to pay celebrity prices to get your hands on these high-tech anti-aging ingredients. But I've discovered that pentapeptides are also in a moisturiser that only costs around £20. Hardly a celebrity price tag. I recommend because it helps skin appear fuller and smoother and look more like new skin. Now that's a beauty secret worth knowing.
What's that phone call that comes through halfway through? Hello, Nadine. Hello, Nadine Bagshot. What do you want? Nadine, we got news about the hottest new anti-aging product. It's not pentapeptides anymore. It's minty peptoids.
And then she'd have to do another ad.
The other funny thing about that ad, it's as if she's discovered this thing.
Yeah.
And she's called up the cosmetics company and gone, I can't believe that you've got pentapeptides for 20 quid because celebrities are paying like 40 to 50 and I want to self-finance an advert about it.
Because it's such amazing news.
Because it's such an amazing news and it's important for my status in the beauty, fashion, rubbish industry.
Previously, people were making do with Boswell Ox. Well, we've now decided that that's the worst thing you could put on your skin.
Do you know what pentapeptides are?
Is it like toothpaste?
No, it sounds like a toothpaste, doesn't it? But they're actually a medical substance used for helping scars to heal faster. They affect the actual DNA of your skin.
Ooh.
And heal it up, but it's a very short... You've got to slap this stuff on regularly, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, to keep your face all tight. And so they do work, but they work medically, and they are also affecting your skin on a DNA level. Now, I don't know whether you've seen Catwoman or not, but if you have, you'll realise the dangers of messing with beauty products, right?
Yeah, it turns out really boring.
Well, it turns out evil and Sharon Stone-esque.
Yeah. But you could get the same effect with Sellotape, could you not?
You could get the same effect with a stapler and, like, gathering your skin at the back of your head, like when you pick up a cat, and just putting a couple of big staples in there.
Nice, that's a really...
But watch out for that advert. I'm simply just flagging it up.
Okay, thanks
for the
flag.
Viewers. That's all right, because when you see it in full audio-visual impact... You won't believe how stupid it is.
Right, it's free playtime once again. This is a young man called Johnny Polonsky, indie pop fans. I don't know if he ever came to anything, but this is a song that came out a few years ago. I think it was produced by Frank Black, ex-Pixies man. See if you like it. That's Half Mind by Johnny Polonsky. This is Adam and John XFM. And we've been joined by Ed, who's just come in off the streets. She's bought my gear. Have you got my gear?
There it is. Hello, Ed. Say, make a noise. Speak a noise.
Hi.
Hi. So, listen, we were trying to guess what you looked like. Did you hear? You weren't listening to the show.
No.
No. So, Adam like, speculated on what you looked like.
Yeah, just going on your name.
Okay.
And your...
He said you'd have a flowery dress. He's wrong.
Wrong.
He said you'd have a long spike. This is based on nothing, apropos of nothing, okay?
A long spike where?
Through the lower lip.
Lower lip. No piercings at all, Ed?
What in my ear?
Well, that's conventional, though, so you were wrong. He said you'd have a lot of bangles. Any bangles?
Bangles.
No bangles.
None bangles.
Buxton, you struck out on all of these. Oh, short, dyed black hair.
Thanks.
Your hair's just natural, isn't it? It's brown and it's shoulder length, but
Dr.
it's not
Dr. Martin
dyed.
Boots? No, very nice cowboy boots she's got on.
Cowboy
and
boots?
And he also said a fluffy
Sorry.
Bag, which would say, I'm a kitty fan.
Did you leave it behind?
Give me back the presents and I'll go.
Now listen, you got me the Mighty Boosh box set. Are you a big Boosh fan?
Absolutely huge.
Yeah. What's the attraction of the Boosh for you?
Bob Fossil.
Bob Fossil!
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you
That's
a...
Rich Hall's character.
Rich Fulcher.
Rich Fulcher, I'm sorry.
Are you a Snuffbox fan?
I don't know what that means.
Rich Fulcher
and
Matt Berry, two very talented performers, have a sketch show called Snuffbox, which is on BBC Three, which I'm sure you would enjoy if you're a Boosh fan. Even if you're not, I recommend people check it out.
Hey, so it must have been a hell of a journey, Ed. I mean, you've come from Wandsworth in, what, an hour and 20 minutes or something?
Yeah, Leicester Square hates me. I ran into them all.
Yeah.
Did you? All those tourists?
Every single one.
Yeah, and so you took the overground to Victoria, did you? From Wandsworth?
Yeah.
Yeah, then how'd you get... Because last we spoke to you were in Victoria
Trafalgar
Street.
Square.
Bus to Trafalgar Square.
And then I ran.
And then you ran. And which major chain did you purchase those things from?
HMV.
HMV rather than Virgin?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Where was that going?
I don't know. I don't know.
But listen, Ed, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'm going to pay you your money now. Hand over the Boosh tickets.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic time. We might even see you there at the Apollo. Is it the Apollo?
I hope so. Yeah, Hammersmith Apollo.
Hammersmith Apollo, yeah. So, yeah, thanks very much indeed. We'll play some ads and then we will launch Ditties in the Dock. Or maybe we should do Ditties in the Dock right now, in fact, because we're running out of time. We've only got 20 minutes in the show. Should we do it now? Oh, this must be exciting for you, Ed. You're going to see a live Ditties in the Dock.
Yes, Ditties in the Dock time. This is where you get the chance to vote for what record we'll play out with at the end of our show. This week's theme is late 70s American rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And up for grabs are Mighty Boosh DVDs. We've got two Series 2 DVDs, And for lucky winners, for only slightly less lucky winners, we've got copies of Fantastic Four, the exciting comic book film, on DVD. So everybody who votes and gets on air wins a free DVD. Imagine!
Everybody!
A free DVD.
Everybody loves DVDs.
Everybody loves DVDs, yeah.
And they're shiny. Worth,
you know, they're so valuable, what with being given away free in the papers and everything.
So, who wants to go first? Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I want you to call 0871 222 1049 and vote for one of my favourite underappreciated American bands, Cheap Trick. They're not very famous in the UK, but if you're American and were alive in the 70s and 80s, Cheap Trick are kind of like a legend. They're long-haired, motorbiking lunatics, and they did an amazing song called Surrender with a very famous chorus that goes, "Mummy's okay, Daddy's okay, they just seem a little weird." They're featured on one of my favourite films ever called Over the Edge, an American 70s film. And just trust me, it's fantastic. Cheap Trick with Surrender. Do you know that song, Adam?
No, I don't think I do.
Man, it's a classic. It's like an anthem in America,
yeah,
and no
yeah.
one's ever heard it in the UK.
It's like Frampton Comes Alive type situation.
It's very catchy. It's really good. You'll like it.
I
so
don't
call
know.
0871 222 1049 and vote for Cheap Trick. Maybe I'm relying on some Americans listening. We have quite a few Americans who listen. If you want to, you know, introduce one of Cheap Trick's biggest hits to the British listening public, then call 0871 222 1049 and vote for Cheap Trick.
Or, alternatively, you could go for The Cars, who were around at about the same time. Do you know what year your Cheap Trick track was from? The Cars, I think, released their debut album in 1978, and it was called simply The Cars. Rick Ocasek, who went on to produce Weezer, and actually you can hear the sort of kernel of the Weezer sound in The Cars music.
Colonel Weezer,
although it is a lot more poppy, but it's got that kind of fantastic choppy electric guitar sound that Weezer ran with very successfully. I'm asking you to vote for... Pick pretty much any track off the Cars debut album and it would be a smash. But I'm asking you to go for Bye Bye Love. Bye Bye Love. Do, 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 do. I won't sing the whole thing. But trust me, it's a peach. The Cars, Bye Bye Love. So are you going to go for The Cars or Cheap Trick? Give us a call.
Can I say one more thing about Cheap Trick? Kurt Cobain, right, told Rolling Stone, quote, "We sound just like Cheap Trick, only the guitars are louder." So basically, Nirvana got all their stuff off Cheap Trick.
Now, he might have been ironic.
He wasn't. He would have wanted you listeners to vote for my record. Kurt Cobain, God!
Or
The Cars.
Jimmy Cranky said, "I really like The Cars."
0871 222 1049. Everybody who gets on the air wins a DVD. Please call now.
XFM. This is XFM.
XFM.
Love music. Love music. Love XFM.
Oh, I was just waiting for his last one.
Yeah, that was a Hard Fi with Better Do Better. And that's a brand new playlist edition, is it? Can it be?
Yeah.
Well, surely we've been playing that for weeks.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, the first time I've heard that one.
There we go. That's
that skanky
groove. The fifth single from Stars of CCTV.
The fifth single?
Yeah. They're like Michael Jackson in the mid-80s. You know, they can't stop doing right. So it's time to play Ditties in the Dock. We've got to do this really fast because we're running out of time. It's a late 70s American rock playoff between The Cars and Cheap Trick. We've got some callers on the line. Let's go to Heather first. Hello, Heather.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm a bit hungover.
Are you? For good reason? Did you have a good night last night?
I did have a good night.
Did you snog a big, fat, hairy man?
No.
Well, then all's well in the world.
Yeah.
So what are you voting for? Is it going to be Cheap Trick or The Cars?
I'm going for Cheap Trick.
Hey, do you know the band?
Not really. I've just heard of them. So
man, they're really good.
I'd have to hear something.
Have you ever seen the film Over the Edge? Matt Dillon's first film.
No.
Oh, that's really good as well. Well, good. Well done. Brave vote. Thanks for calling. Do you want Fantastic Four or the Mighty Boosh Series 2?
Mighty Boosh, obviously. Yeah.
Coming your way. Thanks for calling, Heather.
Brilliant. Thanks, Heather.
1-0 to Cornish.
Have a nice weekend. Heather sounds quite sexy.
She does, yeah.
Doesn't she?
It's a pity we haven't got time to chat to her.
Oh. Sylvia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How are you doing? Are you an American lady?
No, I'm Canadian.
Canadian?
Do you know Cheap Trick?
I certainly do.
Yeah, they're big, aren't they, in the States?
Absolutely fab, fantastic. And had you said what you want me, I would have rooted for them. But since you didn't, it's got to be the Cars.
What?
She's going for the Cars.
What song should I have said, Sylvia?
Hey?
Which song by Cheap Trick should I have chosen?
Want You to Want Me.
I'm going to have a listen to that.
Want You to Want Me.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much indeed for your vote, though. That's one for me. I needed that one.
Okay, cool.
Cheers, one Sylvia. All. Have a good weekend.
Hey, what DVD does she get?
Oh, what do you fancy? Boosh or Fantastic Four?
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, it's an amazing film. It's got all kinds of special effects. You won't believe some of the stuff that happens in that film.
There's a man, what, it's like a giant rock.
It's like a
and
giant
there's another man
rock.
Who's all on fire.
And he's got
and
flames.
There's another one, what,
he's got flames
ending.
Coming out
and
of
there's
his,
a woman
and
who goes invisible, but you can't
icing,
see her tits.
You can't, what? Okay, let's get Peter on the line. How you doing, Peter?
I'm okay, thanks, yeah, good.
What are you up to?
Just sitting around. I've just been in work this morning, so having an easy afternoon.
Yeah. You're taking a chill pill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a big one.
A big chill pill.
A delicious chill pill. Lovely. Now, what are you voting for this afternoon, Peter?
It's got to be Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick. Are you a Trickle fan?
No, but I know they've got a song called He's a Her, and that sounds good, so any band who's got a song title called that.
He's a her.
He's a whore.
Oh, he's a whore.
Yes.
Sorry, it's your accent.
It's all about the titles, isn't it, with Cheap Trick? Yeah. I'm writing that one down as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a whore.
He is a whore. That man is a whore. Thank you very much indeed for your call, Peter.
No
Have
problem.
A good weekend.
Hey, Fantastic Four or Mighty Boosh?
Mighty Boosh.
Good call. That's all the Mighty Boosh gone.
Well,
so
Paul's
thanks,
on the line. So, Paul, it looks as if you're going to be watching Fantastic Four this afternoon. I hope you don't mind that too much. How you doing?
Got all the Bush stuff, that's fine.
Oh, okay, well done.
Good. That's the correct answer. So, Paul,
what's your news today, Paul?
I'm trying to find my way out of all the South Circular traffic.
Oh, no!
No matter where I go, it's everywhere.
Oh, that's a drag. Well, listen, I'm glad you're at least here on XFM.
Just do a Michael Douglas in Falling Down. Just abandon your car and go and punch somebody. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
What did Michael Douglas do in Falling Down?
He just got out of his car and went off and got loony on everyone's
yeah.
arse.
So there's an option for you, yeah. Paul.
Well, I haven't got a baseball bat, but I've got a pool cue in the
back. A pool cue?
Okay. That would do
that
the job.
Started.
Yeah, but listen, don't. Just
do that.
You have a chill pill as well. And
wouldn't it be terrible if you did?
I know.
And we were responsible.
We'd be hauled up on
insane
charges.
Insane pool cue rampage in the West End.
So, Paul, yeah. What are you going to vote for? I need another vote for the Cars, man. Are you going to go for me or for Cheap Trick?
See, I'm a bit sad, and as a fan of like that 70s show, it's got to be Cheap Trick.
Yeah, man. Did they do the title music or something?
Yeah.
What? It wasn't this song, was it? As the title music?
No,
it was a different song. There you go. Fantastic. Well, that makes me the winner, doesn't it?
Yeah. Cornish
Three
takes it.
To Cheap Trick. Thanks a lot, Paul.
He's got the Fantastic
he's got,
Four.
Right, there we go.
Thank you very much, Paul. Hope you get out of your traffic jam soon. Thank you so much to everyone who called. Ed, hey, thanks a lot. She's still in the studio with us.
Thank
you. Thank you for sorting out my brother's birthday presents. He's going to be very grateful to you. I certainly hope he hasn't been listening to the show. Otherwise, it'll just look a bit odd. But thank you very much indeed to everyone who listened. We'll be back with you next week.
Yeah, this is a great song. This is a Cheap Trick with Surrender. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Love you. Bye.